Chaz and AJ, Little Pub, Dumbass News.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ, Dumbass News.
95.9 The Fox.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to Dumbass News at ChazandAJInTheMorning.com. Man loses belly button in surgery.
What a dumbass. In my defense, I was asleep the whole time.
AJ lost his belly button in 2021.
I did.
During a hernia surgery.
Yep.
They say he didn't discover it until he was at a dinner party.
Yep. You know, old acquaintance be forgot. Apparently, it was an old acquaintance. I forgot about it.
Yeah. It seems like the doctor should tell you when you wake up, by the way.
Yeah, I mean.
Everything went well.
Yeah.
Your belly button didn't make it. We tried everything.
Yeah.
Had it on a respirator.
Yeah. It's funny because I had that bandage over it, right? When I had the bandage, I was like feeling it. I'm like, oh, okay. I feel like an impression there. Okay, everything's good. And then I go and have dinner one night and everything. I heard the story. Yeah, and then also I'm like, what the hell? Like, whoa, where'd it go?
Yeah.
It looks like when you're printing a picture and then like that line just got messed up.
Yeah, or it looks like, you know, his bottom lip was punched and it got punctured on two of his teeth.
Okay, I can go with that.
Maybe the hernia was so bad, the doctor was like, oh, we got to use extra staples to make sure this doesn't happen again.
It was a big one. It was a potato, so.
Stapled it all up.
Yep. So your hernia was coming out that hole, right?
Yes, it was. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, maybe this isn't a surgery thing. Maybe this was a hernia thing. Maybe it like blew it out and they're like, oh, I don't know.
Nothing left.
Yeah, the way I was explained is that they were going to, you know, fix the hole inside.
No, you know,
put everything back in.
AJ, yo. If they left that, because that hernia was coming out the belly button.
Yes,
right?
It was. Yes.
Okay. So if they left it and didn't sew it up and close it up, that thing would be the size of a softball right now.
By now, yeah.
Gosh.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Your belly button.
And it hurt because as it got larger, now gravity's working and pulling everything downwards. Got a hernia!
Hernia! God, yep. That's good.
Yep. Yes, yeah, so, all right, so I don't have
it'd be the anymore. Size of a coaster.
Easily.
Or a coconut.
A coconut!
I'm glad that you got it fixed, but I am kind of curious how big it would have gotten.
Oh, the sky's the limit.
They didn't sew that shut.
The sky's the limit, you know?
It just seems like the doctor should have said, everything went well.
But
before you look down,
yeah,
need to know. there's a slit where there was once a belly button.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, one less. It's like if you had to take your foot off, he's not going to say, all right, everything's fine.
When you play this little pig.
One shoe may seem a little loose, right. But.
You only have one set of piggies to play with. Yeah.
He's upset he's no longer going to collect lint in that area.
No, I'm not upset about that. I'm just saying.
He said it twice. It's twice.
As a joke.
You know what, though? I do get it. It is satisfying when you get it out of there.
Oh, isn't it gross?
It is gross, but it feels good when it's coming out. It's like, yeah, get out of there.
If you use a pretzel, it works a lot easier.
I keep my guacamole in there.
Exactly. It's like having a little bowl for stuff.
During the break, Jennifer and I are spending a lot of time on the couch watching movies and stuff.
Okay.
And she looks over to me and she goes, what are you doing?
No.
I said, I found something in my belly button. So I'm trying to get out.
Like a fortune cookie?
She's like, what do you mean, found something like lint? I said, no, it's much harder.
Oh, what do you got over there?
Got a hernia! Do you have a hernia?
I had to dig it because the thing just kept going deeper. And I had to dig. It was a pebble.
A pebble?
I had a pebble.
How did you get a
pebble? In my belly button.
In your belly button.
While he was sleeping, Lady Cadigus put it in there for safety.
Did you fall asleep outside?
It's been there since the summer. Like, was I on a beach? Did a pebble get in there? And I just never got it out?
Be cool, like an oyster you grew a little, pearl.
It was like I opened the... My belly button was a clamshell and there was a little oyster in there.
When was the last time you were around pebbles?
Seriously. I've been there for years.
I spent a lot of time thinking about that, then I just gave up.
I feel like I have to check mine now.
Yeah, go in there. Check it out. You never know what could be in there. It's like a magic box.
And Nothing can cut in there now, so for me, I'm good.
It's for you.
Big. It's fine.
Yeah, it's one less place to wash. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more doing the old corkscrew. The washcloth.
All right, next story. Man running from police gets stuck in a bush.
Sorry.
Police in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, ran after a man who fled his car after being pulled over for a broken taillight. Taillight. You know, it's usually more than a taillight when they start running.
Yeah, seriously, right?
Yeah.
I have a headlight out. I'm not going anywhere.
The man tried to run between a bush and a fence and found himself stuck in the bush. In the bush.
Most guys want that, but
in the bush.
In the bush.
In the bush.
What song does that? In the bush.
Push, Ozzy. Push, in the bush.
In the bush, yeah, very Ozzy. Right. The officer had to extract him from the bush, where he was found to have a bag containing 25 grams of cocaine in his pocket.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
That's why he ran.
This body camera audio has the police officer pulling the man from the bush.
Stop running! Stop right now! Show me your hands!
I'm right here.
Show me your hands! Get out now!
I can't.
Help!
Help! Help!
He tried to jump through the bush there.
Ow! He said owie! He said owie!
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 That's a hardened criminal, huh?
I can't. The bush caught me.
AJ, if your belly button has had a voice, I think it would sound like this guy.
Owie!
Owie!
Help! Howie!
Maybe he was calling for someone named Howie.
Yeah, maybe.
Howie.
Howie!
Howie! Howie doing?
Florida man says drugs wrapped around his wiener were not his.
That's weird.
Okay, no problem.
Hmm. Patrick, 34, was a passenger in a vehicle stopped around 4 a.m. for traveling without headlights or taillights.
Oh.
The driver, Darius, 27, was arrested on DUI and marijuana possession charges.
Hmm.
So a search of the vehicle turned up a handgun under Patrick's seat.
Oh, he's getting better, huh?
Yeah, right?
Getting deeper and deeper.
Leading to his arrest on a pair of felony weapons charges. During a search, a deputy discovered two plastic baggies wrapped around Patrick's penis.
Now, how did he discover that?
Man, that was a thorough search.
Yeah, really? I'm thinking license registration. No proof of ID. Yeah, put that away.
How much, how big are these baggies?
Right. Are they tiny baggies or biggie baggies?
It depends on other things, right. I guess.
Yeah, what's going on here? Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's called blow. So,
and to hide it, do you wait until you're excited, tape it on, and then...
Yeah, really.
Provide a little extra room.
Yeah,
open hides.
You get excited. It's like a cuckoo clock.
Oh, God, that image.
Yeah, it's going to be in your mind all day long.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Yes, my goal.
One baggie contained cocaine.
Okay.
And the other had meth.
Yeah. It's all methed up.
Patrick stated that the package wrapped around his penis was not his.
Well, see? It's holding for a friend.
That sounded like a messed up this little piggy.
It did.
This baggie had cocaine. This little
meth.
Piggy had meth.
Right. And the big piggy in the middle went cuckoo.
So, AJ, you're Patrick.
I'm Patrick.
Okay.
Is that the guy with the drugs?
Yes.
Okay,
the guy,
cool.
No, you're the guy from SpongeBob.
The starfish.
You have two bags of drugs taped to your wiener.
Right.
Okay. I'm the cop.
Okay.
So, you got drugs here on your wiener.
Oh, no, I certainly do not, sir.
Yeah, look right down there.
I don't know. You didn't put that there.
Well,
I didn't see your hands before you reached over there. I don't know. You didn't just wrap it around me right now.
No, they were there.
Is this some kind of come on? I don't do drugs.
Whose drugs are they?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I walk with my pants a lot. No pants on. So, you know, these things happen, you know. I'm a freelance cuckoo clock. I just put the cuffs on. Screw it.
Just give up.
Oh, just Zelda. Oh, the hell with it.
Gazelda?
I like that you said, I don't know. I walk around with pants a lot.
Without. I think he said without.
Without pants a lot, yes.
Oh, okay. Without.
Without pants a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. If I put it on the other side, you would have saw it.
Patrick stated that the package wrapped around his penis was not his, but couldn't explain how the drugs got there.
Well, you know, they call it a package, so, you know. Mm. And so what kind of package? They keep all the packages here.
He was charged with 4 felonies. Huh? Booked into the county jail. $24,000 bond.
Oof. A lot of package.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to hide him down there, but, you know, I'm not into this enough to stick him in the backside. Yeah. Right. Not going to happen.
Well, you know, people put, like, a string around their finger to remember something. Maybe he put them around his wiener to remember they're down there. Just a thought.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just
give it a shot. Cool. That'd be a fun clock.
How do you accidentally stab yourself with a sword?
How do you do that?
Yeah, that's the next story. Ring the bell.
How do you do that?
How do you do that?
How do you do that?
All right, let's go to Florida.
Florida.
You have some audio, Phil?
And was flown to a trauma center after he accidentally stabbed himself with a sword. Pasco Fire says the man was riding his bike near Jerry Road and Underwood Lane in Zephyr Hills when he fell off the bike and stabbed himself with a sword from his backpack. He was taken to a local hospital as a trauma alert.
Hmm. Someone said Braveheart reenactment. In his mind, the bike's going to be really cool. He may take our lives! No, they'll take our freedom here. Ring, ring. Damn it. My whole reenactment is screwed up now. Thank you, sir. Stupid Braveheart.
Yeah, it's hard to look cool, you know, when you stab yourself with a sword.
Stab with my sword.
I turned myself into a shish kebab.
Damn it. Now I have a slit. I have a slit in my back.
From the sword.
From the sword, yes. Of course. That's how I pronounce words.
My sword slit kind of looks like AJ's belly button.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, that's what I was saying from now on. I fell on a sword.
Yeah.
It's my sword stab wound.
Technically not wrong.
You walked into your own sword.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.